This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zioli Show. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and tell your friends. Either that or I'll leave to become President Trump's chief of staff. Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Dennis Miller, everybody. How are you, buddy?
Just off a six-mile hike with eight-time Grand Slam champion Jimmy Connors, my neighbor. So I'm feeling pretty endorphined up right now because Jimmy has, like, I don't even know how old he is now, but he has zero body fat. The cat's still playing, like, center court at Wimbledon. So I feel pretty juiced right now.
Wow, good. Look at you. I'm impressed. I haven't hiked 6 miles in 6 years. So what's it like? There are trees and stuff?
That's the good thing about going with a good friend, man. We talk about stuff, and you're not immersed in every moment of it. We go up some pretty steep hills, but like I said, I'm just trying to keep up. The cat's like a pilot fish. You know, he flies up. You don't want to be a wuss. And, you know, you remember you being on the couch in your underwear watching him win Wimbledon and think, God, if I can keep up with him, maybe that's like half of Wimbledon. And then you think, no, it isn't. Keep up with them anyway.
Well, listen, we're excited for you to come to town. It's a couple weeks away, February 22nd. It's one night only in Reading. I'll be there. It's confirmed. I'm going to be on stage with you and
that's
Mark Stein. I'm excited.
Yeah, they said, who do you want to host it? And I said, well, I got one out of two votes here, but I'm for RZ, so it sounds like somebody green-lit it, so it'll be good, brother. I'm looking forward to it.
Ah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great, Dennis Miller. I'm excited. Let's talk about the president the other day with the shutdown. Now, the State of the Union address is back on February 5th. What's your prediction, and do you think that he backed down? What's your reading of the whole situation?
Well, I have like a listen, I'm not as Machiavellian as some. To me, it looks like he rolled for somebody I dislike. I dislike Pelosi immensely. So maybe I can't see the forest for the trees. Maybe he's doing this for 3 weeks, and 3 weeks hence he can say, I tried to play nice. I'm making it a national security thing. I'm going to have the military build it. All I know is that gives me 21 days where I got to watch that demented, you know, you could run the Paris-Dakar rally in the empty space between Pelosi's ears. And I got to watch her win for 3 weeks and give him the green light that he can now go give the State of the Union. So it's a bleak 3 weeks. Now, 3 weeks hence, is he setting this up? Is he like Bobby Fischer against Boris Spassky in Reykjavik, where he's a few moves down the board? If he is, God bless him. And I don't have any axe to grind here against people. I just want them to sign in on the way into the country. I mean, if you're going to sleep with a coworker in a Red Roof Inn in the afternoon, you got to put something on the desk blotter. Of course you should sign in at our border. So that's what I want at the end of the day. But if he has to roll, I guess, for 3 weeks, I'll try to be patient. But, man, it hurts to watch her. You know, they laud it over him. They make him out to be a fool. They haven't given him a day off. And now they've actually got people like me who are predisposed to think he's doing a good job in many areas, questioning his decision. But I guess that's politics. Probably pay too much attention to it, all of us. We should probably all bail out.
Well, that's true. But it's hard. It's hard to bail out when you've got all these wonderful cast of characters getting in the race every day. I mean, Howard Schultz, come on, Bloomberg. I mean, these are amazing people getting in the race.
Well, if Howard Schultz had any legitimacy, he would only accept campaign donations for $4. That's what Seinfeld used to call Starbucks. He'd call it $4, which always made me laugh. But all you have to do is go back and watch that documentary about how the Supersonics got shunted out of town to OKC, and you'll see what kind of guy you're dealing with Howard Schultz. Now, granted, he didn't move them, but he was a enabler in that regard. He's going to act like he's the avuncular one now, like he's Obi-Wan Kenobi. Listen, he's a guy who made some good coffee on the right corner, and now he thinks he's a genius.
At a time when there was only crappy coffee.
Right. So all of a sudden, I got to act to him. If the people want me, oh, shut up. Get me a Frappuccino, you moron.
Or a flat white, because, you know, that goes over very, very well in the cities.
Well, listen, you can't even order your coffee. You can't even say you want your coffee black anymore. You have to say non-cream so upside over at Starbucks.
It's like what Larry David used to say, I'm feeling good. Give me one of those drinks, you know? What are those drinks?
That's right. I wish Larry David were on for president. I'd vote for him just to see how uptight the whole thing could get.
And what's your make of Bloomberg? I mean, to me, if you ever talk about a guy with a Napoleon complex running around, look him up. You'll find his definition, like with the picture right there.
Yeah, but he's actually shorter than the pastry Napoleon. I mean, we're talking about a Gulliver president. This is a guy who has to, you know, get a needle and thread and climb his way up to the podium to speak. He's going to act. I don't think any of these guys are geniuses. I honest to God, don't. I think Trump's a genius. I just love that he upsets the right apple carts. But the fact is, anybody who wakes up in the morning and thinks I'm going to be the president, or if the people want me, it's boring to me. Bloomberg, you know, when he had his chance to step out in a demure manner after he served his terms, he changed the law so he could serve another term. Classic little guy stuff. And I think that Schultz will probably buy in because he thinks he's a world beater. I think at this point, Bloomberg knows you don't want to be the guy who goes in right now with Democrats and becomes the third party and gives it to Trump again, because they will roast you, quite frankly, if you're the guy. If you become the Democrats' Ross Perot, you're in a lot of trouble with the Democrats, and they play rough.
Yeah, you'll be like one of those roasted coffee macchiatos at Starbucks. Those beans that are slow roasted.
But you can see Schultz when he sits there. He acts like that. There's another guy named Tom Steyer who's in the energy business. They both sit there, and they act so burdened that the people are calling for me and just want to say, hey, pal, I'm not calling for you to do anything. Go lead your life. Leave me alone. Biden always does that. He's like 74 now. He went in when he was 29. He's always giving you that look like, oh, I know the people. Neil, shut up. You know, if you were my leader, I wouldn't hire you to mow my lawn. I know you'd come to the screen door after 2 minutes with a bloody stump. I dropped my lottery ticket under the mower. Joe, you didn't reach your hand under the mower, did you? Yeah, I did. Oh, God, Joe, go get that looked at. And then, I don't know, here's $5. Go become my leader, okay? Because that's all I trust you with anymore, is leading me. They're all morons.
Dennis Miller and Mark Stein and me, by the way, I'll be joining them. The Adorable Deplorable Tour, one night only in Reading, February 22nd. Get your tickets now, like right now, because there's probably only like 4 seats left, if that. I hate Starbucks so much. I really do. One of the things I hate is that when you go in there, they make you wait. They make you take your time, as if getting a coffee is a privilege, you know? As if the time it takes for you and that life you'll never get back, those minutes, the precious minutes, but you're allowing some kid who's making $12 an hour to look it down on you because he knows more about coffee than you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's enlightened because he knows about coffee and you don't, and frothed milk. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that, by the way.
Well, I remember two things. I was living in L.A. and I was hanging with Bill Hicks. We were friends. We went to the Tower Records one night on Sunset Boulevard after our show at the Improv. We went in. We were looking at albums. This is how long ago this is. And Hicks buys an album. I think it's Stevie Ray Vaughan or something. We go up to the register, and the kid behind the register is giving us all this tude. And I remember Hicks looks at him and he says, you know, brother, just because you work the register at a record store, that doesn't mean you're in the recording industry. Which always made me laugh. So, and then the thing I think about Starbucks is you go in, and I hate how they're opportunistic about social issues. I went in the other day and I told my barista I wanted to talk about race relations in this country. And she told me that promotion was over. And if I persisted, she'd have to call the cops on me. So I just went over to Jiffy Lube and talked a little quantum physics string theory with Junebug, the night shift kid who's pulling bays this week because Big Stan and his old lady are down in Cozumel on vacation.
But at least you got your ticket punched, you know, for 5 free lubes.
I just love saying Cozumel. I wrote that joke out from the word Cozumel because I always thought, well, you talk about a place that sounds good that ends up being the lowest rent vacation of your life.
Super Bowl, let's get a preview because I believe it's happening soon, right?
Well, listen, you know, I'm a big Baby Driver fan, and I could talk myself into the Rams because I remember Brady at one point had to become Brady, and Baby Driver always looks like a stone killer to me. And he wants to just drop the Ray-Bans, put it in the low, and peel out of the parking garage. So I like Goff. But I do know this. Every time I talk myself into thinking the Rams can do this, Gurley's primed. He didn't play last game. They're starting to call him Gurley, man. He wants to prove himself. They've got Anderson in the second slot. They've got Ndamukong Suh realizes everybody thinks he's a wuss, and if he plays his ass off here, he's got a chance to get a ring and $100 million. So if he takes two guys that day, Aaron Donald, who I think is the best defensive player on the planet, can play his, took us off. I like Littleton at the linebacker spot. Maybe Peters will shut up and try to earn some legitimacy, so I can look at the Rams, all that, and then I get to the end of the day and I go, nah, Brady's going. But I get right up to the point where I'm talking myself into it. I go, what's on the other side? And I think Brady and Belichick. And I guarantee you, Belichick's going to do something crazy that'll blow their mind. They think he's going to throw 50 times. He'll come out, you'll look in the backfield, it'll be Bart Starr, Paul Hornung, and Jim Taylor running the Packers sweep. He'll go all old school on them or something.
Well, there you go. That's the prediction, everybody. You heard it here first.
It's Brady. What are you going to do? It's the Brady bunch.
Listen, man, you feel endorphined up after a hike. He feels that way after Giselle. So what are you going to do, you know?
Exactly. He wins, and then he goes home to the all-time supermodel, and it seems like a good family. It's hard to beat Brady. You know, he just is a legit guy, and the last time he had any sort of what does he avoid in his diet? He hasn't had anything bad in the system in, like, the last 30 years, so I think he can play forever. He's like the quarterback of Dorian Gray or something.
Well, that's good because, you know, I hate him so much that I don't want that hatred to go away. It fuels me. So there you go. I need something to keep me going.
Everybody's got to work off some fulcrum, Rich. I'm glad you found yours.
All right, Dennis Miller, One Night Only, the Adorable Deplorable Tour, February 22nd. Get your tickets right now, and we'll see you next week, brother. Thank you.
Hey, I'm so excited you're going to be there, Rich, and thanks for your time again.
I'm honored. Thank you for inviting me, truly.
Bye-bye. Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210,
WPHT. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.